Many presidential candidates speak of bringing Americans together, yet their campaigns will seek us out group by group. And this week on Morning Edition, we'll report on some of the voter groups the candidates want. We begin with a group that is important in tomorrow's Florida primary, a group the candidates often address in Spanish.
Que junto a Barack Obama, estamos decididos a desafiar lo imposible.
Pero sobre todo, Mitt Romney es un hombre de familia, un gran padre, esposo y abuelo.
Apoyemos a nuestra amiga Hillary Clinton. Ella está a favor del seguro de salud universal y de políticas económicas que...
We're listening to ads for Barack Obama, Mitt Romney, and Hillary Clinton there. We're going to learn more about the targets of such ads, Hispanic voters, from Luis Clemens. He's the editor of a website that focuses on Latino politics called Candidato USA. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll mention that you're in Miami waiting for the Florida primary. Let's talk about Latinos demographically first. How or what are some ways that they are different from the general population?
Well, the key difference that you find as measured by polls over a series of years is, one, a focus on education, education being absolutely considered the single most important issue. And the second issue is the importance of family. Conservative views of family, all those issues as well when you're talking about the economy, the war in Iraq. It's not until number four or five that immigration is considered an important topic. And this sort of flies in the face of conventional wisdom. Folks here in Florida have been subjected to a battery of Spanish language advertising that focuses on those two issues, the economy and family.
Do Latinos vote as frequently as other Americans do?
No. Latinos vote less than other Americans, a little higher among those who are first born and recently naturalized, and a little lower when you're talking about folks who are second or third generation and U.S. born.
Which raises the next question. Is this partly because Latinos are younger than the general population?
Clearly, the most defining characteristic of the Latino community in the United States is its youth. And young people across the board generally vote in lower rates than older folks.
Would you lay out for us some differences, demographically speaking, between older Latinos and this vast population of younger Latinos and what they seem to want out of politics and politicians?
What you see, particularly in the case of Florida, is a huge generational gap where the older folks, middle-aged folks, clearly are hardline Republicans. Younger folks are a little more open to voting for a Democratic candidate. It's the one demographic among Latinos that shows higher numbers of support for Barack Obama. When you're talking 35 and above, if you're Latino and you're a Democrat, the degree of support for Hillary Clinton is overwhelming. It can go above 60%. Part of that is name recognition. Part of that is the association by Hispanics with a perception of economic prosperity under the Clinton administration. And lastly, there is a strong sense that among Latino voters that they're voting for a co-presidency. And that is appealing to that group of voters.
And if there's support for a Republican, it would be among the oldest Latinos, most likely.
Well, no. I think you're talking about folks who are small business owners, who are managers, who are business executives, who really find the notion of the GOP's economic policy and its stance on social values to be particularly attractive. President Bush managed to increase by fully a third the degree of Latino voter support in a Republican presidential election, and that was dramatic. And he did so by catering to that audience, by having their interests at least verbally expressed. And I think this time around, the only candidate who has that same sort of potential for rapport from Latino Republicans of every country of origin would be John McCain, because precisely of his stance on immigration.
Luis Clemens of Candidato USA, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.